So as you begin to settle your bodies now, just adjusting to get into that just right place where you can feel the solid support beneath you and simply allow yourself this time and this space and this place to become very, very comfortable. And one of the ways that we become very, very comfortable is by using three big, deep breaths to sort of set that in motion. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. For these are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. That by going within, we can discover more, we can create more, we can shift our mindset, we can become more open to the positive thoughts and ideas and images that help you to move forward with your life. So with this open availability and giving permission for it, let's just simply bring your attention to your feet and let's invite and allow a comforting, a deep, calm comforting that flows all around and all through you. And so starting at the toes, you might notice a sort of lightness, maybe a tingling, kind of floaty-like feeling. It may show up in some other way, but just beginning to allow for it as though it can flow all around and all through you in a comforting, calming way. From toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees and thighs, each and every breath releasing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper, and becoming aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath, and this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this calm comfort flows upwards through the chest, all around and all through into every nook and cranny, filling the whole chest area with so much calm, so much comfort. Right into shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, just simply unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go, and just letting the bags drop. Any of those heavy bags you've been carrying around, just let them drop away. And as they drop away, it frees you up, already beginning to get that lighter sense of being. Flowing down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now. Each breath drifting deeper. And the goals you're reaching for inevitably become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. So as you allow this comforting now to flow across the upper back, so calm, so comfort, flowing down the spine, strengthening that spine of yours, middle back releasing now, and deeper and lower, lower back releasing, each breath drifting deeper. The whole entire back area now, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And just allowing for this altered time and space experience to drift you even deeper now. And from that lower back, we send this calm comfort all the way down backside of body to feet again. And then as you would place next your attention at the base of your neck and flow that comfort up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, just allow yourself to become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now, just drifting and sort of allowing the door of your imagination to open now so comfortably. It's very easy and effortless for it to become so. And even a little more, a little wider even yet, so that any or all of your senses begin to heighten. And there's a beginning to be an awareness of the energy of you. And you might become aware of certain tugs and pulls here and there, sort of all around the mind space. That area from your skin outwards, that's your mind space. And within that mind space, 6 inches or more from skin outwards, the mind space, there might be little tugs and pulls. And so visualizing and imagining it, what if you could get the sense of the cords of energy that are plugged into your energy from the outside to you that are draining or uncomfortable? Those are the tugs and pulls that you may have noticed. Huh, interesting. Well, let's drop those cords. Imagine that you could cut them. Just pull them out. Disconnect all of those little tugs and pulls of outside of you plugging into your energy that is not comfortable, anything not comfortable. Pull them out, cut them, drop them, disconnect. And so to continue though, you may become aware of your energy cords that come from you, that are plugged into others or plugged into places or situations that are also draining or uncomfortable. Drop those cords. Release them. Imagine cutting them, pulling them out, disconnecting from any person, anywhere, or anything that does no longer feel comfortable for you. We're going to drop them all. Unplug. We'll plug back in again with the ones you want to, with the ones you want to be receiving, with the ones you want to plug into. But right now, we are disconnecting all of it. So now completely disconnected. Just simply be. Then begin to open, to visualize and imagine again. Somewhere, somehow, from out there, it comes to you. You've actually called for it, and it comes. The pure, positive energy light. And it comes as a helper today. It comes as a cleanser and a clearer. And it comes to continue the disconnect process and then reconnect by your choice. So imagine that this pure positive energy light comes down around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as it comes down and around your head, neck, and shoulders, and as it comes through, it's cleansing and clearing your energy. Almost like it is combing through your energy and removing any remaining tangles or tugs or pulls, removing any remaining discomfort. That's what this pure positive energy light is doing. And as the pure positive energy light continues flowing down your arms, hands, and fingers, cleansing and clearing as it goes in the mind space, and each breath continually takes you deeper and deeper, relaxed now. Down your spine, the pure positive energy light continues, cleansing and clearing, and circulating through the center of you, upper back, middle back, lower back, and around and down through the chest, solar plexus, belly, and all the while it is cleansing and clearing your energy. The pure positive energy light is doing its good work for which it's meant to do. And it now becomes like a shower of light all around and all through, showering down around you, showering down through you, showering down upon you. The pure positive energy light showers you. And let its pure effect do the good work for which it's meant to do. Because not only does it go into the very cellular structure of you, through those cells, into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, but also from deep within now, it turns and moves from within your very body into the mind space, from the skin outwards, 6 inches of space and more. Cleansing and clearing and combing through your energy, making it buoyant, vibrant, and alive. And now, a new kind of beingness, a lighter sense of being, is yours. Feeling totally alive and vibrant, and taking a few moments to reflect, remembering what really feels good. Because good feels good. And this shower of pure positive energy light has brought you some goodness today. And then when you're ready, choose to send out your cords of energy to the people, the places, the situations that you really want to plug into. The ones that you either love or feel such a goodness connected to them. Or it just seems to make really good sense to you. Or an extreme feeling of being in like with the person, the place, or the situation that you want to plug into, that you want to connect to with your own energy cords. Reconnect to what is good, to what is positive, and to what is true for you. And then choose to bring in the cords of energy from others, from people, from places and situations that you extremely feel connected to, or extremely like, or love, and you want to have them plugged into you. Choose to bring in the cords of energy from the people, the places, the situations that you like or love, and you want to have those cords of energy plugged into you, allowing reconnecting now from the outside to you. And so you are in the situation. From the inside to the outside, you've replugged. And from the outside to the inside, you've replugged. You've cleansed and cleared your energy so that now you could see, sense, and feel yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, so bright, shining, corded, not only from those things you like or love, situations, people, places that are plugged into you or that you have plugged into, but now there's a beautiful golden cord from the greater higher realm, wherever that may be for you, right down your backbone into the earth, so that you are grounded and secure and yet open and available for profound higher knowledge. For profound higher information that's just right for you. And so at the top of this, your symbolic staircase now, with your energy cleaned and cleansed, and you're replugging and reconnecting, and being grounded to the earth and secured yet connected to the greater, higher experience, you see, sense, and feel yourself in radiant help, being so clear about what is just right for you. And every step down reinforces all this kind of goodness for you with every step. The left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Drifting deeper now. And long ago, with all this cleansing and clearing, the negatives have already left, dissipated, disintegrated, and you're flowing forward now into the positive domain, and you're walking this golden path to where you come to where the three doors are in front of you. This, from your cleansed and cleared, energetic, pure positive experience, now presents to you perhaps some deeper understanding to yourself. So, 1, 2, 3, the doors are in front of you. You notice them. Are they the same? Perhaps are they different? The first door stands for how you are perceived in the world. Imagine yourself, as you're watching this, coming through that door, and you see you as the world observes you and sees you. This is the you you present to the world. So coming through that door, notice, here's your image. This is how you present to the world. How are you dressed? What's the expression on your face? What's interesting to you about this self that you present to the world? And just notice all about the you that you present to the world and how you're perceived. And you could, even in your own mind's eye, make a few notes if you wanted to review this again and kind of get the sense of it. Remember, having been cleansed and cleared, your mind is really focused in a very positive way. The next door, you see yourself coming through as the one who shows themselves only to those whom they love and trust. So this is the you that you present to those you love and trust? And what is this self like? What are you noticing about the you that comes through the door of sharing yourself with only those that you truly love and trust? And how does this self occur? And you're just noticing, perhaps being aware, making a few notes to yourself in your mind's eye. And now, the third door. This is the secret you that you're not even completely aware of or sure of even. So the door, that's number three, the you that comes through that door is the secret you that you don't even know. And how does this self represent itself? As you're observing this, and what's that self like? And now, as though you might be able to sort of just stand back and view all three doors and all three versions of yourself equally, and just sort of kind of peruse all three. And let's go back to door number one. This is the self that you present to the world. What's the gift from this self to you? Notice what the gift is. And just make note of it. And then from the second door, the you that presents only to those you love and trust, observe this self. What is the gift that this self brings? Observe. Come to know. And then from that third door, the secret you that you don't even know, what's the gift that that self brings forward? Notice how you feel about each one, the one that presents to the world, and be aware of the gift, the one that presents to those, only those you love and trust, and the third door, this is the secret you don't even know. How do you feel about this self? Notice your feelings, notice the gifts, and then choose your favorite. Choose your favorite self. And perhaps, as we let it all fade for now, we just bring sort of all of that imaging together within, till we get to that just right feeling of the self, you, at your best, good health, harmonious, happy, free, lighter than light, knowing you have many gifts to give and many gifts to receive, and that you find yourself just oh so very comfortable, perhaps back in your very room at night with the full moon streaming through your bedroom window and the moon glow washes over you in such an interesting and mysterious way. For that energy of the full moon on a day that was today, that now is in the night as you experience it, stretched out so comfortable in the moon glow. It's like the extra frosting now, for all of your energy has been cleansed and cleared. You are in the very lighter sense of being. You have observed and come to know some wonderful things about yourself with the gifts that have been presented to you by different aspects. And now we've collectively brought you into the whole integrated you, your whole being stretched out on your bed at night with the full moon streaming and washing over you. You're in the moon glow. And there's something wondrous taking place. For it's been said, experiencing the moon glow on the night of a full moon is something extraordinarily wondrous. And whether it's about you and your well-beingness and your health and your harmony, or whether it's about coming together with a long-lost friend, making up and making good again, or whether it's about an activity of expression, writing or painting or some other sort of creative expression that you're once again engaging in, or whether it's about a favorite pet, or a passionate experience of work. There's just something touched in your life now by the moon glow in an extra special way. And it's come at just the right timing, for it's happened on the day that you cut all the cords and you reconnected and you had a positive energetic transformation. And then you discovered more about yourself through the three doors. And then now here, by the light of the moon, in the moon glow, that extra sensory something, wondrous in all its beautiful light, adding more to your whole being. It's like that extra sort of extraordinary sealing it in of the goodness you received here in this imagining. And that the moon glow is definitely working for you positively. And then you realize once again, as the images fade for now, and the strength of them stays with you, that yes, you've been once again in a positive focusing, which can only bring about positive results, and that is how your mind and your body responds now, positively. And so at zero, as we deepen and strengthen and reinforce it all, we begin to come up and out and bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious, outer, awake life. Now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable, peaceful, at ease. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.